Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Therese. We welcome back Deanna, who will pray along with us today. We begin our podcast with a prayer for our dear friend, Kim Irish Aldrich, who is a member of our Women's Bible Study. Thank you so much that we are beautifully and wonderfully made in your image. The body is an amazing work of art from you, and it is such a joy to have one that is healthy and functioning at its prime. Lord, we lift up Kim Irish Aldrich, who is suffering from kidney failure, and all who are suffering from any kind of illness. You know the struggle that they are going through. You know the pain she is in. In your word, it says, "By his stripes we are healed." I am asking that you work this verse into every malfunctioning cell in her body. Lord, strengthen her immune system to support the body that you gave her. Help her body not to give in to the wears and tears that the enemy is using to destroy your creation. I pray that as you are healing Kim's body, you are building her faith in you. Lord, we go by faith, not by sight, and we pray that you give her patience to see the victory on the other side of her current pain. We declare that her spirit is being restored and bathed in that joy, that her body will feel renewal as she sleeps in peace every night. Protect and preserve and restore all things that are not healthy. We pray that she walk closer to good health and closer with you. In Jesus' precious name, may Kim experience victory and be a testimony and a witness to the real working power of Christ. Bring many into the kingdom that doubted you exist, from the doctors to the nurses to friends and family near and far. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is from Jay, asking for prayers as Jesus continues to heal me of multiple brain conditions. Looks like I won't need hospice anymore. Soon we will see. This miracle is more than I could have asked for. Thanks all of you for praying. Heavenly Father, we lift up Jay with hearts full of gratitude for your healing power at work in his life. We thank you for the progress he's experiencing, a miracle beyond what he could have asked for or imagined. Lord Jesus, we trust in your promise to heal the brokenhearted and bind up our wounds. In this time of hopeful transition, we ask that you continue to restore Jay's mind and body, renewing his strength each day. Just as you healed the sick and brought comfort to those in distress, we pray that you complete the good work you have begun in him. Fill Jay with peace and courage as he walks through this journey of healing, knowing that your grace is sufficient and your power is made perfect in his weakness. Thank you, Lord, for this miracle and for the countless ways you reveal your love and mercy. May Jay's healing be a testimony to your goodness and a light that draws others closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, y'all please pray ASAP. My husband has been struggling with addiction, and I know that I know that I know what God wills is. And it's been a tough one to grasp and hold on to, considering what I've seen and what I've been facing for a long time. I need some ladies who will stand by me in faith and pray, pray, pray. I am desperate for God to do what only He can. I've tried to wash my hands of it. I've tried to walk away. And when I had nothing left, the only one binding us together was God. We have other factors involved, which makes it that much more detrimental. So please, ladies, please, please, please pray. If you could do anything tonight, pray for my family. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, lifting up this woman and her husband in their time of deep need. Lord, you see the struggle her husband faces with addiction, and you know the toll it has taken on their family. We ask for your strength, healing, and deliverance, for you are close to the brokenhearted, and save those who are crushed in spirit. Lord Jesus, you have promised that what you have joined together, no one should separate. In your love, continue to hold this couple together, especially in this season of trial. Bind them with your love and bring them peace that surpasses all understanding, guarding their hearts and minds. Father, we know that true freedom is found in you alone. We pray for this man to experience liberation from addiction. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Pour your Spirit over him. Give him the strength to overcome, and place in him a new heart and a new spirit. Help this woman, Lord, to hold fast to your promises, even when the journey is hard. Renew her hope and grant her the endurance to keep believing and interceding in faith. Remind her that you are with her, fighting her battles and strengthening her when she feels weak. Heavenly Father, we entrust this family into your hands. Surround them with your protection, guide them with your wisdom, and bring them safely through this storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
This request is from Amy. Please help. Pray God will supernaturally heal me of rheumatism, this aching pain, and help me to be able to sleep. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, we lift up Amy in prayer, trusting in your boundless love and mercy. Lord, you are the God who heals us, and we ask that you pour out your healing power over her. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you take away every trace of rheumatism, easing her pain and restoring her to health. Lord Jesus, you said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Amy comes to you now, longing for the peace and comfort only you can provide. Grant her relief from this aching pain, that she may find rest and sleep through your healing touch. Holy Spirit, fill Amy with your presence and bring her peace that surpasses all understanding. Let her feel your love surrounding her and renew her body, mind, and spirit. Strengthen her faith as she waits upon you, knowing that those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for the grace you bestow upon us each day. We place Amy in your hands, confident in your healing and in the power of your name. Amen.
From Brenda, please pray for Larry to be delivered from mental illness and depression. We desperately need a miracle. Heavenly Father, we lift up Larry to you. asking for your healing and deliverance from the darkness of mental illness and depression. You are our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. And we ask you to bring peace, clarity, and hope into Larry's heart and mind. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Shine your light into Larry's life, dispelling the shadows of despair and restoring him to wholeness. We ask that you free him from the burdens he carries, granting him peace and renewal. May he experience your love in a powerful way, for nothing is impossible with you. Father, we pray for a miracle in Larry's life, that he may be released from the chains of mental illness. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon him, bringing comfort, strength, and the joy that only you can give. Fill him with hope and grant him with the courage to keep going, trusting that you are by his side. Bless Brenda and all who love Larry with endurance and faith as they walk with him through this difficult journey. Remind them that you have plans to give them hope and a future, and let your peace reign in their hearts. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
From Gina. Please pray for my daughter, Gina. She's 2,000 miles from me, but she texts me and is in the hospital. She said her liver is enlarged and the right side of her heart is damaged. I pray for a complete, holy, miraculous healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you in faith, lifting up Gina to your merciful heart, Lord. You are the divine healer, the one who knit her together in her mother's womb. And we ask for your healing touch upon her liver and heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for a miracle that you restore Gina to a full health and renew her strength. Lord Jesus, during your time on earth, you healed the sick and brought comfort to those in pain. We believe in your power and love, and we ask that you place your hand upon Gina now, healing her from every affliction in her liver and heart. Just as you said to the woman who touched your garment, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." We pray for Gina's complete healing and peace. Holy Spirit, fill Gina with your presence. Bring her comfort and relieve her fear, reminding her that you are with her, even 2,000 miles away from her mother. Grant her mother peace and strength as well, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Surround them both with your grace and sustain them with hope. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer and for the healing that is already taking place in Gina's body. May your will be done and may your name be glorified through this miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From James, please pray for me that God would deliver me from the enemy. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift up James to you, asking for your mighty protection and deliverance from all that troubles him. Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. Surround James with your powerful presence and shield him from any attack of the enemy. Lord Jesus, you taught us to pray, "Deliver us from evil." We ask you now to deliver James from any darkness or oppression, setting him free and filling him with your peace. Just as you calmed the storm, bring calm to his heart and life, rebuking anything that would seek to harm him. Holy Spirit, fill James with strength, courage, and wisdom to resist any force that seeks to lead him astray. Remind him that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, and empower him to stand firm in faith. Lord, we pray that James may be clothed in your armor, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. Keep him safe, protect his mind and heart, and guide him on a path of peace and light. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
From Marjorie, I am asking for prayers. I am in the darkest days, and I am trying to find a way out. Please pray for me. Heavenly Father, we lift up Marjorie to you in this time of deep sorrow and struggle. You know her heart and the pain she is enduring. Be her refuge and her strength, Lord, for you are close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Shine your light upon her and guide her out of this darkness. Lord Jesus, you promised that you are with us always, even in the darkest valleys. Wrap Marjorie in your loving arms, comforting her and giving her the courage to keep going. Help her to trust in your love, even when she cannot see a way forward. May she find peace in your words. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Holy Spirit, pour out your grace upon Marjorie and fill her with hope. Remind her of the words of St. John of the Cross, who said, "The endurance of darkness is the preparation for great light." May she find strength to endure this season, trusting that you are with her and that this darkness will pass. Like St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who formed joy in complete surrender to you, may Marjorie find peace in placing her burdens in your hands. Lord, bring people into Marjorie's life who will lift her up and help her feel your love. Grant her the wisdom and courage to reach out for support and to know that she is never alone. May your light guide her back to hope, joy, and purpose, for you have plans to give her a future filled with hope. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
From Laura, asking for prayers. Just found out yesterday I am diagnosed with renal artery stenosis, basically a blockage in my artery to my kidney. I've been feeling really tired and sick lately. My surgery is Monday, which is soon. I'm very thankful it was found. I'm asking for God's hands of healing and protection over me. Lord, give me strength to endure another season, another battle. Lord, my life is in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of Laura, entrusting her to your boundless love and mercy. We thank you that her condition was found in time and that she has access to surgery. We ask that you place your healing hand upon her, guiding the doctors and medical team with wisdom, skill, and compassion. Lord, you are our refuge and strength, a constant help in times of trouble. Be with Laura in this time, granting her peace and protection. Lord Jesus, you healed all who came to you in faith, and we ask for that same healing for Laura. In your words, do not be afraid, just believe. May Laura find courage and trust in you. Strengthen her as she faces this surgery and the days of recovery ahead, and may she feel your presence surrounding her, filling her with calm and confidence. Holy Spirit, fill Laura with resilience and hope. Remind her of the words of St. Padre Pio, who said, "Pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayer." May Laura hold on to this truth, trusting that her life is in your hands and that you are with her every step of the way. We pray, Lord, that Laura may be fully restored to health, free from complications, and that her strength may return quickly. May this trial draw her closer to you, knowing that your grace is sufficient and that your power is made perfect in her weakness. Surround her with your peace and bless her with a swift recovery. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
This is a prayer for Frank, who will have knee surgery next week. Heavenly Father, we lift up Frank to you as he prepares for his knee surgery on Wednesday. Grant him your peace and strength in this time of waiting. Just as you promised through the prophet Isaiah, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." May Frank feel your presence, calming any anxieties and reassuring him of your love. Guide the hands and minds of the doctors, nurses, and all who will care for him. May this surgery be successful, bringing him relief and restored mobility. Just as the psalmist prayed, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praised." We pray for Frank's swift healing and renewed strength. Lord, may this journey draw Frank closer to you, reminding him of your steadfast love and faithfulness. Grant him patience in recovery and courage through any pain, knowing that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.